USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump took a break from golfing at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club to speak to journalists at a news briefing. He said he probably wouldn't participate in a proposed summit of world leaders to discuss Iran. He also ramped up his attack on mail-in ballots, even though five states already use mail-in ballots exclusively.
Absentee is good. Mail-in, universal, is very, very bad.
Without any evidence, the president has said voting by mail will lead to fraud. He said as part of the new COVID-19 relief bill, Democrats want funding for the U.S. Post Office as it gets ready for an unprecedented number of ballots amid the pandemic.
They want money for the universal mail-in ballots, and they're not getting it. You know why? Because of them. We want money to go to people. They want money in order to bail out states that have done very poorly.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Republican senator is under scrutiny for a couple of probes he's leading. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Wisconsin Senator Rob Johnson leads the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which is running two investigations. One probe involves the State Department under President Obama, President Obama's Ukraine policy, and Hunter Biden, the son of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The other probe looks at the transition between the Obama and Trump administrations. Democrats say Johnson is spreading Russian disinformation. Conservatives say the probes are dragging. Johnson pushed back against critics this week on KTLK Radio in Minneapolis.
This is exactly the same play that they've laid, that they ran, the same playbook as they ran against President Trump. It was back there, dossier, leaked it to the press, twisted it, embellished it, blew it way out of proportion, knew it was false, and yet look at how they used that Steele dossier to get the Pfizer warrants and eventually a special counsel. They're doing the exact same thing to me and Chairman Grassley.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The widow of a famous actor is suing a hospital in California after the death of her husband. USA's John Hunt has more.
Peter Fonda's wife, Margaret, is now suing Providence St. Joseph's Health Center in Santa Monica and a number of the doctors individually, claiming they negligently failed to properly consult, diagnose, and treat the late actor. According to newly filed legal documents, the hospital and doctors allegedly failed on a number of issues such as ordering proper tests, advising him of the necessity of more frequent follow-ups, and recommending he seek treatment from other specialists. Margaret alleges that Peter died due to the hospital and doctor's failure to perform each of those duties. The iconic actor died from lung cancer back in August 2019. He was 79.
One proposal to replace a city's police force is getting pushback. USA's Kenneth Burns reports.
A Denver city councilwoman is proposing to replace that city's police force with a peace force. Candy C. DeBaca has drafted the proposal and, if approved, would go before voters in a special election in November. The city council plans to vote on the bill Monday night. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock called the proposal reckless and irresponsible, as well as ignorant of the reforms already undertaken in public safety. C. DeBaca told the Denver Post that she does not expect the bill to pass. She said the measure will force her colleagues to vote publicly on the issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.